American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Ha ha ha! Podcasting live from the recent past. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. I am joined with by Dogwater Dick and none of the other co-hosts. But that doesn't matter because we're living in the luckiest place in America where we're not on fire and we're not drowning. And here in the studio, we've got the Riptide Bandits! Hi. Not to be so callous about what's happening on our east and west coast, but that's why I settled in Reno 20 years ago. You don't have hurricanes. You don't have like all, well, you have some fires, but not like fucking the fires going on in the northwest right now.
Oh, the great Reno earthquake of 2020 is coming, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yes, and all of my patio furniture will be disturbed.
Dude, the only fires we got to worry about is in my meth lab. Reno.
Yeah, we've been waiting on that shipment, by the way, Rick. Sorry. Hurry up.
Dude, it's not blue yet. I'm waiting until it's blue.
I'll settle for crimson.
Right? Just choke it longer, Rick.
It's all about the grip.
Holy shit. Hi, Rick. It's just you and
me
this week.
I know. I hate those faggots for not showing up.
Good
What's
morning.
Deal?
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Hi. Oh. I love you, Rick.
I love you, too. Is something bad coming?
If it weren't for my raging heterosexuality.
Oh, I would just be porking you every morning.
That's right.
Well, no, we would have already been a broken,
married couple at this point.
No, I think at this point we would be divorced. I would be your gay male Cheyenne.
Yes, but as gay men, we would occasionally get together and
do
it just because, not for old time's sake, just because we were bored and neither one of us can get laid tonight.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll show up. Yeah, every once in a while I'll play that old song, and I'd really love to see you tonight. You know that old 70s song? Anyway.
No, actually.
It's about hooking
this
up with
is
your
where,
ex.
This is where you're older than
I'm
me.
I'm sorry.
He has the soul of Maude and Harold and Maude. I have the soul of Harold.
That's be Ruth Gordon.
Any fucking
fuck
day,
yeah.
Right?
Do you see what happened to Harold? He's fat now. She's dead, but he's fat.
Which is worse. As dead. They are today.
Oh my God, dude. She
moved a little bit.
She was fucking 85 in the 70s. She's hella dead.
I believe she died in the early 90s. I could be mistaken.
Yeah, and I Oops, saw
bad on my part.
Whoopsie!
But hey, as she is date. Today, I don't know. She'd probably be a better lay than Bug Court.
I'd hit that.
Oh fuck yeah, dude! She'd tear you up. Are you kidding me? Holy shit! I saw another movie with her in it, where she was a crazy mom that the guy was trying to put away, and there was a great movie, and then there was a funny rape scene, and I thought
a funny
that's not
rape
really
scene.
Funny. It got to this part, and they're like, they're really playing it up that this is a hilarious gag that they're talking this guy into raping this girl, and
right, like, hey, just give her a little Spanish fly, won't it be funny?
Fuck, dude. Thanks, Bill Cosby.
Those no, words should not be jumbled together.
Yeah,
by the way.
Funny rape is not
but
funny.
But no, but that is actually
it was the '70s, but was rape funny in the '70s? I don't think it
yeah.
was.
I just imagine trying to pitch that. It's like, all right, and then in the third act, we're going to have this hilarious rape scene.
Hilarious rape.
I'm gonna say that's analogous to in American Pie where, hey, it's funny to like tape this girl getting naked and broadcast it on the internet. Woo, that's funny. That's like everybody gather around and watch him banging her for the first time.
Yeah, you will wind up in a fucking home for
that,
freaks
I mean,
if you do
yeah,
that
Jason
shit.
That,
but no, that's
and,
for
like,
the era. That is the same kind of cavalier attitude. Attitude that, frankly, women's rights have been taken.
I thought that was a documentary. I guess
but to roll it back to Ruth Gordon, recently sat down with my blushing child bride and watched Rosemary's Baby a couple weekends
ago. Oh, my God.
Ago.
And Ruth Gordon is so awesome in that movie.
Dude, you guys have to watch this movie. At the end, I mean, like,
you've never seen it?
No,
you guys,
it's just been.
We're not nearly that cultured.
Oh no, please, God. Watch Rosa. Yeah, you have that. Old people who are Satan worshippers.
And they're so sweet through the whole movie. And then at the end, they turn out to be devil worshippers.
Hail Satan.
He chose you out of all the world.
I mean, you know something's coming.
The
they're all
you.
Fucking creepy the whole fucking time. We're not really giving away a spoiler.
Dude, my favorite is
the movie's been out for 40 fucking years.
My favorite is the Chinese guy. Being all, Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Yeah, right, that guy.
Fucking, oh, my God. It's fucking rad. He has his father's eye.
No, it's really Mia, a young Mia Farrow, Ruth Gordon. I mean, everybody
really
in the fucking movie. It's
there's a sex scene with Mia Farrow.
It is
Mia Farrow and the devil.
And, yeah,
so that's
it's well
while
watching.
Ruth Gordon and everybody else is naked.
Yes,
because
all
naked
the
Satanists.
old naked Satanists standing around watching the devil bang a young hot Mia Farrow.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
But first they drug her.
Because you guys only would ever have seen Mia Farrow in movies as like an old lady past the point where Woody Allen left her for the young Asian girl that they had fostered.
Very upsetting. And I've heard
Woody
people,
Allen's a fucking pig.
I've heard some good movies, but he's an awful human being. I've heard some people who are friends with him say, you know, people like to talk about what a piece of shit he is, but
Mia was a bigger bitch.
No, that Sung Yi or his current wife is actually like the powerful one in their relationship. Like she just runs that poor old Jewish man.
That's probably kind of what he likes.
Yeah,
point out
right,
that we're
exactly.
only 5 minutes into the interview and we've already covered rape, incest, and Satanism.
Satanism. Oh, and we made fun of Asians
band?
A little bit.
Next is my
and
Christmas
Jews.
Dinner, and that's the finale.
Oh,
Rick, should we introduce the band?
There's a band here.
Hey, you say that every week.
I'm sorry. That's a terrible joke.
It's
such a fucking temptation.
You just,
I've just spent
three
like
and a half
3 hours putting this shit together and then act like I don't know what's going on. It's not funny.
Hey, you just show up and push some buttons, right, buddy? Wow. That's all a sound engineer does. Like Tom Gordon, he just walks into a room and throws levers,
God.
And turns on the power, and then the magic of the force comes out of his fingers, and it sounds great.
Yeah, you get gold records by just being tall and not doing anything. That's how that works.
Love you, Tom. We know wow. you absolutely just fuck off all the time. We've got your number, buddy. Long time no see, not just for this podcast, but for the entire Reno scene. Hi, Riptide Bandits!
Hello.
Fuck, I never thought I would see you again.
Wow.
We've emerged from the deep. It's true.
Wow.
Let's
go around and introduce the audience to all your voices. We'll start with my man John over here.
Hi, I'm John. I'm the bass player in Riptide Bandits.
He's also been on the show like 8 times this year.
And like recently.
I think I get a token for that or some sort of award, a medal.
Handy from Rick after the
your
show.
Ass. I'll take it.
You can always have
Rick
that.
Will give you a
chip.
They
give you stickers.
You got a couple chips laying around, right, Rick? You can just draw some Sharpie on it like, third time on the podcast. And it'll be like 15 years on the other side.
Oh my God, I have a box
you hit
of
10, you
chips.
Get a kick in
we
the nuts.
We should totally do this. All right, and you, sir, with the beard
Mr.
across
Grouch,
from me.
Mr. Grouch.
Hey, Grouch. How you doing?
I'm doing just dandy.
Last time I saw you was at a wedding.
Oh, yeah, it was Dave and Jenny's wedding.
You looked fantastic.
Oh, so did you. You looked quite dapper, sir.
Thank you, sir. Yes. Thank you. That was a good day and with a wonderful couple.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely
Dave
good
Massoud, Jenny Massoud. Yep. If you don't know them, you're a loser.
You're a loser.
And then over here on the guitar to my right.
What's up? My name's Andy. I play in this fucking band called the Riptide Band.
Andy 86. Andy, a throwback to season 1 where he just came on the show by himself with a CD. And hung out and talked to us. Like,
and Felix came by.
Yeah, and with Felix. And then you had the big, like, on-air makeup. And
oh,
yeah. You guys had already buried
it. It was the first time I went transgender with the makeup. Yeah. That's the first time. But
one time, my ass.
Rick liked it. Like,
no, I like my men to be men.
Yeah.
Like John.
He likes manly men.
There you go.
What's up, baby?
Hey, and then downstairs, we've got the new guy who I just met this evening. Pleased to be introducing yourself, young lad.
Hey, I'm Leif. I play the drums.
How you doing?
I'm Leif.
Doing
good. Drums.
You've got the cool like long surfer hair thing going on. And
is
the...
there anything that rhymes with Leif? Like you could be Leif rhymes with
Dirty Mexican. Yeah.
Yeah.
Erickson, Garrett. like it's that kind of Leif,
yeah.
right?
Leif
like,
space.
Yeah. Yep,
that kind of rhymes.
He's Leif.
He's from like some deep in jungles of Mexico, like some
gay.
He's like,
there is nothing that rhymes with Leif.
Orange,
like Andy Pandy.
Wait, I'll look that up on my damn phone.
Slave,
Andy Pandy.
I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
No, no. Siri, what rhymes? Siri, what rhymes with Leif?
Chafe.
Chafe.
Chafe and Leif.
Dude, I didn't peg you as the smart one in the band. Damn.
Hey, I know two languages.
Leif, Chafe. Yeah, what's the Spanish word that rhymes with Leif?
I came here and conquered your land.
Right. I'm kind of okay with that.
You don't want to say that too loud.
Oh, sorry.
Some of those old black guys with guns might. And we,
oh yeah,
they all listen to this show. I all know. The time.
I'm protected by the First Amendment.
That's only if you're legal.
That's why I got this swastika and this rainbow tattoo.
Rainbow swastika, motherfucker. Say what
I'm protected. Want. I'm protected.
I
amendment.
Hate the Jews, and I'm
I have the
games.
Right.
And you, not you another note.
Wow. I'm all right. You know, on behalf of myself and the podcast here, all I have to say is, unfortunately, tonight's episode fell off a cliff. We're going to reset the show right now, and I'd like to invite the band to play a song.
Oh, hey.
Oh, rad. Shit. Okay, you guys do mostly like Captain and Tennille covers, right?
You got it.
Fucking sweet.
I love big band music.
Oh, my God.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
Yeah!
Jesus Christ. I hope the whole audience was stoned before they heard that. That was awesome.
I hope you all have a hard-on or a fucking wet bean right now, because goddamn, I am aroused.
I can smell it.
Fucking A. Lave, I wish I could be watching you while you play, because I've seen all these assholes and they're monsters. They're fucking intense. And you must also be, like, to be able to keep up with this fucking rock and roll goodness.
did you miss them while you were away? Were you away? You were away, right?
Yeah, I was gone to San Francisco for a year. So.
Is that why there was no Riptide Bandits?
No, we all split.
Yeah.
We all got a bad case of the crabs and we didn't know who gave it to who.
Yep.
It was kind of a Fleetwood Mac type situation. We're all sleeping with each other and love
John
Square.
Wouldn't quit wearing that fucking wig.
Hey, don't knock the wig. That's gotten him laid a whole lot.
Oh yeah, yes it did.
No noodling.
Thank you. That points will be deducted for any further noodling. So, Riptide Bandits, are you back? Like, this is like, you're back?
Yeah, everybody's going to be around long enough that you can, like, we can count on you hearing you places.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Are you like throwing your name in the hat for Marianne or Gene?
Oh. Yeah.
Have you contacted Mr. Ramirez about that?
No, we haven't.
I think he might make room for you if you wanted to do that. I'm just saying.
I just suck his dick.
Keep talking that voice. I like it.
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
You might convince me.
I'm going to say a preemptive yes right
boy,
now there.
Why don't you come over here and shout in my ass?
That reminds me of my tio Pedro when he used to talk to me.
Come here and sit on my knee. Guess which one's my knee?
It's the middle knee.
The middle.
That's actually what we're changing our band name
to. The middle knee.
The middle knee.
Oh, fuck. It's good to see you guys.
It's good to be back.
Well, all right, just speaking of that, what's everybody been up to? I mean, John, obviously you've been being a band whore.
Yeah, I had
minus the band.
Hey, Andy's a band whore too.
No, I'm not. I heard I have a doppelganger.
You've taken a step back from things musically, as far as I know.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
That's so not true.
Yeah, it is.
There's just this one other band that you might.
The Sex Devils.
I had a fallback band, you know, like that.
Fallback band, right.
After Riptide, you know, after you break up with a girlfriend.
Moped.
Yeah, exactly, the moped.
The fat girl you like to hang out with, but you don't want your friends to watch you ride.
Dude, can you believe
that? He liked to watch.
That was very insulting to bigger girls who I have quite an affinity and love for.
Can you believe
you know,
too?
Y'all fucking, know what I'm saying.
Your drummer's been boning a member of our podcast?
Way Yonder.
Way yonder. That's not the fallback band. I was talking about the band before that.
Oh.
I like my other band, Swigs. Shout out. Hi, Dave. Hi, Elise. That band's awesome. But the other one,
It was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun.
It wasn't.
Some of
my
best
style.
Memories of seeing you guys live. So.
Yeah.
Had some good times. But yeah, that blew my mind that a member of our podcast like jumped on your drummer.
And they met
here in
the studio.
And now they're scissoring somewhere as we speak.
Probably. That's why Kim's not here tonight, is because they're just in deep, deep scissor action.
Stop it. I'm getting horny.
Can you go deep scissoring? I'm just kind of wondering.
Oh, dude,
find out.
Let me tell you.
Dude, hang out. See
oh,
me
man.
After the show.
You know that scene in Pirates Caribbean where that hole keeps spinning? And it's like, you know, where all the ships are going in together. Yeah. Oh yeah, right.
That's,
oh yeah.
That's what
it's. Oh
happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
My
continue.
Goodness.
Let's continue to be more offensive.
What about you, Grouch? We run into each other occasionally. I think the two of us are generally quite intoxicated, so we never have any conversations.
It's okay, but
that
it's,
you remember.
It's all just. It's a perfect understanding. One individual.
I know. I love when I see. It's like seeing a leprechaun in public.
Cheers
you know.
That,
yeah.
Cheers to that.
Yeah.
I cheered with you guys when I'm out of fucking beer.
I'm out of beer. Andrew!
A pretzel.
A pretzel.
Beer.
We need like three at a time. Three at a time. Where are those
we
apprentices?
Have a new intern I just met this evening.
Oh, we're going to write him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and based on his lackluster and wide jawed appearance.
And you know what? He didn't take no initiative, dude.
Well, I'm not. Originally, I was gonna call him Dog Tag because he's wearing dog tags. But you because of his
that
wide,
does sound pretty tough.
His wide Rick. Jaw and moon face and his Rick. Lack of initiative, I think we're going to go with Private Pyle.
We're going to ride him like a bike. Ride him like a bike.
Because he reminds me of Vincent D'Onofrio in Full Metal Jacket.
We're going to ride him like a bike.
If our beers aren't here in
Pyle,
where the fucking
where are those fucking beers?
They're never going to work in another recording studio in this town again.
This is the best recording studio to work in.
Bass players have
yes,
power.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I just...
Hey!
Hey! There's Private Pyle.
There he is.
Because he didn't hear any of that. Hey, son, listen to the show, and you have a different nickname. Thank you for the beer, but I don't drink beer. I'll give this to somebody
else. Have we given Ian the nickname yet, either?
Ian?
Wait, which one?
Which one? Who's that?
Well, Ian's the
you
guy.
Have too many
no.
fucking yeah, interns, Rick.
No, it just happened.
Ian's the
people have been
Ian's
hitting
the,
me up
he's
for
a good
months.
Intern, dude.
Oh, Ian's the big fella I met.
Yeah,
at.
He's
that
good
Shrek.
Oh, God. So it's Shrek and Private Pyle?
Shrek and Pyle. Yep, Shrek and Pyle. Those okay. are your
hey,
interns
I just
right
want
now.
You to know these aren't the worst nicknames they've
been. Do you have a donkey to go along with them?
The and because I've said it on the air and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, ye shall have been named.
Yeah. We had a
Shrek
we had a hot girl that was
Shrek
that was intern X. If you're a hot girl, you get a cool name.
Yes. Like, yeah, hot girls get cool names.
Right.
Like sourdough.
And then
roast beef.
And if you're a real go-getter like Cadillac Kim, you jump over that whole intern stage and go right to production
take over the show
and bring your own nickname.
She saw a hole and she filled it.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
That's what I like.
We need people filling holes around here. If you
is
know
she
what I'm
gonna
saying.
Be here
tonight? Kimmy's got her finger on the
right
pulse of this
pulse.
Show.
Yeah.
I think she's got her finger in my drummer right now.
Leif, I swear
every
to God.
Time you go to practice, you're just like, hey, man, come on.
Oh, dude, she's totally going to hate block
come on, how quick of a finger are you going
to
have today?
She's
man?
The one that named him Leif the Chafe.
So, Grau,
the other drummer.
All right, Leif, I'm hoping to get a story out of you here. So you went away to the Bay Area for a while. What happened to you? Did you join a cult? Did you have a good job? Did you meet any interesting people? Eat a bad burrito? What happened?
He started fucking sharks out there. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, no, like, hey, what's up? You've been gone for a while. Tell Reno what you've been doing.
Yeah, I moved away to go do work for Solar City and Tesla, and I have a sailboat out in the San Francisco
Jesus
Bay.
You, are you shitting me?
No, I'm dead serious.
You bought a fucking boat?
The fuck? I'm looking for Tesla.
Like a party boat
bay,
to take
on
girls
fucking...
on and like...
Did you get hella laid
with?
All the time, or was it like a crappy sailboat?
Of course
you know
he
what?
Got laid because
you know
of
what?
The implication.
He still doesn't have a man bun. He's staying true.
Yeah,
you
know that's mean? True. I'm never going to do the man bun.
And it's awesome. It has a giant... It has like two rooms, kitchen, and like a flat screen.
We've been there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Like it's not quite
why
a house.
Why did you come back to Reno?
An apartment?
It's not quite Diddy, but it's
right?
It's pretty rad.
Now you still have that boat out there, right?
Yeah, it's still
okay.
It's a lot of fun. Just did a lot of sailing with some people. I worked a bunch, unfortunately, but it was fucking amazing. I love Reno. Like, San Francisco.
Yay.
Dude, Reno kicks ass. All my friends here. I love my friends here. I'm so lucky.
It's a four-letter word.
And now you can work for the dream job in your dream home?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm living in a home now instead of a floating home, but...
But, I mean, you can live in Reno with all your friends.
Yes, exactly.
And still have the same job that lets you buy a fucking boat.
Yeah. Well, I just finished school and my state exam for property inspection, so yeah, I'm going to be doing that pretty soon, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Hey, cheers, brother, cheers. Jeez.
Hell yeah, that was a big cheers.
Dude, musicians aren't supposed to be this successful.
Right.
But I guess
you're
a drummer, so
you're supposed
to
have to, like, wait until you're, like, 45 and you saved all your pennies to do something. Like that.
Right. Don't worry, he's not successful from the band. So.
I don't know if he's
don't get any misconceptions here.
We're still trying to figure out if he's real.
You've got a unicorn playing drums for you.
He might be a fed. We still haven't figured that out yet. Right.
But now, anything you guys tell us you've been up to is going to sound shitty.
Oh, speaking of that, kid, just a weird tangent.
Yeah.
My little brother just got sworn in to be a St. Louis City cop. Nice.
Are you your skinny little curly haired brother?
The mini me. Yeah, little
the skinny
mini
tiny
me.
One?
Yeah.
Dude, nice. You got to get him to send me a shirtless
selfie. He's like 24.
He's got to look much different now.
No, I'll send you the picture of him wearing his like
dude, the last
his
time
uniform,
I saw him
and he's totally
neck.
And he's totally got a vest underneath it all because nice. He looks super fat and shit.
Hell yeah.
But
dude, he was a
no, I'm glad
little
to know.
Kid.
Yeah. He's been like, you know, he's been hitting it hard. He's hit their physical requirement. He went through the academy. He just graduated. He's
damn.
Yeah, one of the newest young cops on the St. Louis Police Force.
What
and,
the fuck? Making you
I
all
mean,
look bad.
And a shout out to him and my little cousin Janie, who's like a couple years older than him, who's St. Louis County as of this spring too. Like, I mean, they're good kids and they've been brought up right, and they are working in a war zone. As far as like cops and race relations.
Oh
in America
my God!
Right now.
That's in St. Louis. He's got to like.
Yeah, no, and they're good white kids. But
how quick
they're
is he
going to
be? How quick is he going to be a terrible racist?
Oh, first block.
Right.
First block.
I mean,
first
it just block. Happens quick, right? I mean, that's what I think.
Well, let's just say
happens.
I left St. Louis a long time ago for
fuck
a reason.
Yeah, I love St. Louis.
I like going back there.
I
want to
go back there and play some shows and get drunk, have a good time.
That's a great punk rock town. Yeah, but when it comes to race relations, that's a tense fucking keg.
I got an airbrush
powder keg kind of thing. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of good people, a lot of great heart out there, but when you get into certain situations, that shit can blow up in your face. I almost got beat up in a Steak and Shake on Hampton.
Damn.
Not a drug.
It's a restaurant. Okay. It's a big street. It's a big, well-known Steak and Shake
Did you
on
want,
Hampton.
Like, a steak and a soda
in like
instead?
2001.
What'd you order?
Yes,
for being a faggot because I had mentioned I had kissed some guys in college.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, like I mean, no, like around. A table flipping almost got my ass beat in a restaurant kind of thing.
They don't accept
that. Is a real like St. Louis is a metropolitan, cosmopolitan, diverse town.
It's
also a redneck, racist on all sides of the fucking front.
True diversity,
controversial.
True diversity
town.
Includes racists and homophobes.
Yes,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
That's a diverse town.
Yeah. It's St. Louis is a fucking war zone at times. So big ups to my little brother and my cousin for
That's
stepping
awesome.
Up.
Jesus
and
congratulations,
Rory's little
guys.
Brother is the man.
Congratulations. Yeah.
He's
a blonde hair, blue eyed cop.
Fuck. And I'm picturing him the way I last saw him, but in a cop outfit. That's fucking wrong because he was 13.
I can see him on YouTube already.
He's all grown up now, man.
Oh my God.
No, he's a good dude, and soon to be engaged or is engaged. Some shit. Soon to buy a house.
Congratulations! Hell yeah!
Did he meet the right boy?
His name's Maria.
That's all right.
Oh, hey,
like West Side Story. Actually. I met a girl. No,
dude, hook up with the Latinas. They take care of it. You know.
Oh, yes,
no,
do.
I'm the only one in the family.
They'll get that crease on your
dickies,
right. You get that crease on your dickies, like right in the center. I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's so true. They're awesome.
Let's have another song here.
All right. What do you guys want to play? Rock Bottom. We'll be right back.
I've been staring at that string all the way through the song like that.
Your band is so shitty.
That was so badass. Okay, so Grouch's string totally got offset, and he still...
I didn't even notice.
His E string came out, and he still just rocked all of that. That was some technically badass improvisation, my brother.
Didn't Grouch always break strings?
Yes, what he does professionally.
No, that was more Andy.
That's why he's
That's just a little trick that John Wayne Gacy taught me.
Dude, you know what I
used to go over and mow his lawn.
Just
do some general odd jobs for the man.
Yeah. It's a little warm for that shirt.
How do you think I afford a guitar?
Can I show you a magic trick? You just got to put on these handcuffs. dude, I found the notes today from when you guys recorded the Curse of Rock Bottom Reef.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Nice. I was looking for something else, and I was all, holy shit, I'm going to see these guys tonight. And it's got the little check marks for the number of takes for each song. it was
23, right?
Sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three, sometimes it's five. And then Rock Bottom Reef, it's 13 over 3 days. Yeah. Every time we just couldn't get it and couldn't get it.
See, that's why we just played it so well.
Right. And somehow we nailed it on the podcast.
What I heard right before you guys played, he said, let's play Rock Bottom Reef. And I heard Grouch go, oh, okay.
It's because it wasn't too bad.
Not bad at all.
It's because it's not at the Pyramid Street House. So, that's why.
Yeah. The curse of the Pyramid Street House.
Nelson Way.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
If we weren't inside, I'd tell you guys to pour some out for your homies.
Anybody who's listening to the show, pour some out for your homies. Yeah. I don't care if you're listening at work. Yeah. Pour out your coffee or OJ right on the fucking carpet of your cubicle.
Right now. Let's pour ours on the apprentices. Where are these guys?
Have you guys played any shows yet? Are we your official comeback?
No, we did a comeback at the Saint on June 23rd.
Roy, the Saint is way more important than we are.
Yeah. Okay, but that was June. Everybody's forgotten about that.
Yeah, this will be forever.
Do you have any shows coming up shortly?
Nothing booked at the time.
Are you kidding
me? We're going to be playing Merry Anarchy, though.
Obviously.
We're looking at October 6th or 7th, possibly at that new place, the headquarters downtown.
Yeah, the Adkins Bar. Uh-huh. Fucking A. I'm really excited about that club.
Is that a gay place?
yes. No, Heidi and Ed Adkins, the progenitors of the Reno Crawls, the Zombie Crawl, the Santa Crawl, all of it, the minds behind that, they bought a fucking bar. It's the old Singer Social Club.
Oh, and I saw that had changed its name.
They gutted the place.
Dude.
Nice. I helped gut it. A lot of work.
Yeah, they did a lot of work on that, too.
Yeah? Right on. I'm really excited about what they've got going on over there.
I was there on Friday night. Nice. Yeah.
How was the Swingers. That was a soft
everybody,
open.
Everybody, everything, welcome, soft Rick. Open. Everybody, right. Everything.
Heidi and Ed were telling me that it would not
it's
have.
A good time. It's a good time bar.
Show it.
They were saying that it would not have happened without Leif. So
we'll start our own private
shout out to the drummer down there.
Right on, Leif. Soft being open. The man with the plan, I guess.
Have you ever sat on another man's face?
But no, wow, there's this whole other conversation happening.
Look at that. We're trying to be serious and compliment people.
That's because you guys are boring. What are you guys talking about? Can we talk about some interesting stuff?
How often did you have to suck Ed's dick to make him talk good about you?
Oh, damn it.
It depends on the time of the day.
With all the work Leif did, I'm sure Ed was sucking his dick.
Yeah, I think we've established that Leif is the one who's got his shit together.
Yeah, it wasn't that good, but yeah.
Hey.
I'll put that hard hat
on,
boy.
But Andy, myself, is a hardworking father. So, what we do with our stupid lives is raise another life.
Yes, we do.
Don't make any money at it.
This guy just blew my cover over here,
did I really like your public rock and roll thing? Yeah. No. It's your badass rock and roll thing.
I'm
you got
kidding.
A kid. You're firing live rounds. That ain't blanks.
Yeah.
Ladies, beware.
No. Well, one lady.
It's okay, Daddy.
I just have one lady. I love her very much. That's it.
No. I'm just saying, but awesome.
I'm very
live rounds over here.
I'm very committed to my relationship.
Yeah.
You know what the good thing? This is what my dad used to tell me when I was growing up. He taught me how to play guitar. The first show I ever played was his bass player copped out on him, and so he needed somebody to play the show, so I had to learn how to play a 5-string bass in a month.
Nice.
And then
on stage, he's like, you know what the best thing about having your son playing your band is? You don't have to pay the motherfucker. So, like, thanks a lot, Dad. Right? Thanks, Pops.
Oh, what a dick.
Can't wait till I have kids. God damn it. Such and such.
Yeah, my kid's 11 now, and she's been telling me, what, do you hate me? Am I your slave? I said, yes. That is why people have children.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hey, you got to train them, dude.
I have
children.
Yeah, you train them to do things right, so like that when they go off in the world, they won't die and can feed their fucking selves. And then, dude. later on, when you don't have any insurance plan or 401k plan because you were a fucking stupid artist your whole life, that's your insurance plan because you raise your kids and then they want to repay you by changing your diapers at the end of your life.
So I'm just kind of curious.
That's
now
my
that
plan.
She's at, like,
once a man twice a child.
Does
she listen to the podcast?
Are you talking
now?
Into your mic, John?
Have you gotten far away from it?
Oh,
a little bit.
You got lost. Talk into your mic.
Don't be scared of that big old thing, John. Right, get your mouth real close.
Dude, you know, I love picturing that right
up
against your
mouth. Get your mouth real close up in there. There you go. Open your lips.
Now, what were you saying?
No, he already answered my question, so it's
good. No, Riku what, does not wink? Listen to the show except for the Christmas episode.
Which is on.
So we do a G-rated Christmas episode?
I have already told her she is not allowed to listen to the show until she is 25.
But we started.
I agree.
We started having her say bad words, though. We used to fake the bad words, and now she says them for real.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Now, I mean, she's in sixth grade. She knows all of them. She's driven in a car with me across town.
Hell yeah.
Fuck you.
Did you hear how excited she was to say that?
She's saying fuck you,
All right, let's all right, now the band, you have a Facebook page. Is it active again?
I posted a couple things on there.
It's not.
I hope you're not in charge, Grimes.
Yeah. No, I am.
I haven't checked my own Facebook in like 2 months, dude.
The funny thing, some of those pictures that we posted up there
is we don't have a Facebook page.
All of us.
Rip Tide Bandits is a person.
So, right, it's not a fan page. You can. It's Rip Tide first name, last name Bandits. Yes. No, I've known this for quite some time. Just like Rory Dowd is a person page, not a fan page.
But you're a person, not a band.
If you are going to play someplace, you would post it there, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
You should get something booked. Because this show's, otherwise this show's kind of pointless.
Yeah. Well, how about we're going to play
Marianarchy.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
We're going to play it right now. How about we do that?
Fuck
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So we have a show right here, right now. Where are you at?
At the show. I got front row seats to this Riptide Bandits exclusive show.
I don't see no drummer.
Exclusive.
I don't see no drummer.
Man, the drummer's a ghost. Woo!
Ghost drummer, Chafin Leif.
I got to pee. Where's those apprentices?
Bring me a pizza.
Ladies, if you've never heard good drumming before, prepare yourself for a Leif chafing.
Job your body.
Leif the chafe.
Rhythmic
he will chafe your drum skin like no other Leif.
I didn't tell the interns that part of the internship is that people pee in your mouth.
Hey, thanks for this piss cup in here.
Yeah, that was awesome, dude. You know, like
indirect pissing still counts.
These interns could be here holding me.
Shower action?
Yeah. Wait, why is it a golden shower, Riku?
Oh, instead of water for a shower, it's gold.
Like in Game of Thrones, yes.
Yeah.
Because they totally let her watch that.
Roswell. All right. Oh shit! I didn't turn it up. Hold on. Start over.
John's a dickbag.
Golden shower.
Golden showers for me tonight.
Golden showers for John.
Face faggot!
Oh, yeah.
never know that they were from outer space.
The unreleased.
Yeah.
The unreleased Riptide.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Fucking about time.
Is there a new Riptide album on the horizon?
We've already recorded.
Yeah, we
recorded
started
one years ago, and yeah. then everything fell to pieces, and everybody moved away, and it never got done.
And you're just.
But in that
sorry,
song, we have clips
up?
From Rory.
Yeah.
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yeah. Yes.
So yes. Sorry.
So yes, we did record 9 songs here at Dogverse Studios.
Ten. Actually, not here.
Oh well,
but
at the studio, the place, the yes. other,
the place that here used to be. That's
beyond
where we
the grave. Yeah.
So are you going to release it, though?
Oh, yeah.
We
need to kick it. I don't even remember what it was lacking when we stopped. Wasn't there, like, one more thing we had to do? Or
I think we wanted, like, an extra track or two. We're like, oh, 9
That's
is, like,
right. We
too
wanted
little.
A couple more songs.
10
Oh, fuck
9
yeah.
songs is perfect.
Just yeah,
guess it is.
Yeah, no, I think we are.
Because you've moved on at this point. You can't add anything to that. No. Like, yeah. That would be superfluous.
We're thinking maybe, like, a Dr. Dre cover in there.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, get your hands on that Shkreli Wu-Tang album and cover one of those songs.
Okay. Yeah, that'd work out pretty well.
Like
the Farmer Bro Wu-Tang album. Just get one of them tracks.
So it is a very aptly named album, which the tentative name of it was one of the track names called Someday Never.
Yeah, that is pretty aptly named.
That's your album name right there.
Super it was before we broke
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
Here's what we sounded like 4 years ago. Hey.
Yeah, Someday Never.
No, but that's good. That'll be good to have, like, fresh merch to sling at the kids.
Yeah, the hip kids.
Yeah, all the hip
come
kids.
Out, get a t-shirt gun.
Come out and bop with us.
Get one of those t-shirt guns and just fire at people from the stage. Just funk right
but
in
not,
their chest.
Not like
and shit.
Yeah, not like in a nice way.
Like 4
no, not
feet
in
distance.
Arc. Yeah, just point blank, nailing people from like, and maybe have Leif do it since he'd be a little further back in the drums.
Have it come out of his kick drum hole.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Love when something comes out of his hole.
Get a double bass pedal. Yeah, there you go. It just annihilates the front row of the audience with t-shirts.
Yeah.
Good
lawsuits.
Hey, rock and roll, man.
Rock and roll lawsuits,
I've been,
baby.
I have been injured by bands. I've seen girlfriends of mine hit in the face with bass guitars, and we were rewarded by t-shirts of said band.
Yeah.
And that was good enough for us.
Hell yeah.
You mean we get a free t-shirt out of this?
All I had to do is not charge assault or file for assault.
Right. Yeah. I take my picture and send it to you in a friendly email saying, what can you do for me?
Try not to talk, honey. Your teeth are falling out.
No, let them fall out.
You're going to ruin this free t-shirt for us.
Just wait in the car, baby.
Well, us men will take care of that. God damn it. No, namaste. That really deserves a namaste.
Namaste.
They wouldn't run out of beer.
Yeah, we all.
Intern!
A practice!
Hey,
a practice!
I have one.
And it takes a minute, but they do get up.
And I don't need one.
Yeah. I do.
But I do. I guess it's about that time, huh, Rick?
Oh, I think it's totally that time. Do you want something, Rory?
Yes, I want it.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Give it to me. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, germs, assholes, and all the rest of you fucks. Welcome to the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask these boys some questions that I've never asked them before. Are you ready to play? John just left the room in fear.
But John has been
he
in the
ran.
We just quizzed John like 3 weeks ago.
John does not need to take this quiz. John gets an honorary second place medal for this quiz.
Boo.
Oh, here is
all right.
Pile. Pile has brought the beers.
Pile's got it.
Thank you, Private Pile.
Can
Thank
we spell
you,
it P-I-L-E?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He's got it.
Yes,
he knows.
It can
he knows.
Be.
Good job. He knows.
It can be Private P-I-L-E.
You didn't close the door, Pile.
As long as we know that I'm thinking of a big, fat Vincent D'Onofrio.
There you go.
What did he eat? What did he eat?
Jelly donuts.
Chipotle. Oh, Chipotle.
Oh, I was crossing over it because wasn't he also the dude that was the bug in Men in Black?
Yes, he was.
And so,
and he was also the big evil guy in the Jennifer Lopez movie.
Oh, The Cell.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. You know, he's kind of a crazy actor like that.
Nice. Oh yeah.
And then he's, cool isn't movie. He on like one of those NCIS?
Oh, he's
shows
the best.
Too?
And yeah, he knows everything.
Is it the guy from Stargate? The dude from Stargate?
No.
SG-1?
No.
Let's just say yes.
Okay.
That's MacGyver.
Oh, okay.
That's MacGyver.
There's Dora the Explorer.
I think he was in the A-Team, though. The original series. Anyway. So, so the quiz, Rory.
Yeah, Rory quiz us, dude. What's going on here?
You get, John, you get an honor, now that you're back in the room, you get an honorary silver medal.
Yeah, you were just on.
So, Grouch, I'm going to start with you, and I'm going to start with a question I'm going to resurrect from the grave. Rounding to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100, Grouch, how many sexual partners have you had?
Oh, God. How many women have left?
My fiance is
I did not say women. I said sexual partners. So
that could have been. How many people has he let
you know, the pillows, the drywall. Like,
you did just get back from Burning Man.
Everything you stuck your dick in.
Round it. Nearest 5, 10, 50, 100, whatever's appropriate.
I'll just go with 5.
Five.
Yep.
That's a safe answer.
I'm going to go with 5.
Dude, I know you're lying, but you get 5 points for that answer.
All right, Tony.
Mr. 86.
What's up?
86 would be an appropriate answer. That is a rounding for you,
right,
if you like.
Let's do it. All right.
But the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100.
Oh, no. For me? Are you the same question?
Yeah, no. Same fucking question for everybody.
Only one. My beloved wife, Janice. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. An even bigger lie.
Even bigger fucking.
Only one.
Dude, boys that you went to high school with count.
I only have one. That's
recording
it.
A Dogwater Studios counts.
Yeah.
How many football teams? Come on. Does how many schools did you go to?
Does it count if it's just hand jobs?
This just got dark?
Sexual partners. Sexual partners.
It's been dark the whole time.
Not including football teams.
All right, downstairs to Leif. Opportunity for a big score just by being honest.
You had a sailboat in San Francisco, you know what goes on there.
I'm going to guess it's more than 5. Rounding the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100. Leif, how many sexual partners have you had?
On the boat? Like.
Ever.
Oh.
Come on, Diddy.
Well, I guess that helps. Yeah, like probably around like. Couple
hundred. Hey, 200. I will take 200 as that's a good answer, brother.
Do you like it in your face?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you asked that question?
Oh, yeah. That's what keeps them young. That's what keeps them looking young.
Isn't that what the little Hispanic ladies told you, Rick, in housekeeping? Like, rub it into your skin.
And, and she told me that in front of her son. And I was like, why are you telling me this?
Because the son was going to deliver the cream, dog.
Maybe they were in the children of God cult.
Grouch, a back door, entrance or exit?
Exit
only?
Well, sometimes I like to freeze it, put it in a condom, and just jam it back in case I get hungry for lunch. You know? You never know when you want to get a snack in the middle of the day and you're not home.
Oh, wow.
Hey, corn is good still. It preserves it.
Andy?
I like rim licks. So border town.
Border town.
Border town.
You like messing with the screen door.
It's okay to knock on the door.
I like, yeah, it's okay. Let me tell you something. It's okay to knock on the door.
Tag it.
But you can't come in. But you can't come in.
Hey, shit.
Leif.
You keep on knocking, but you can't come in.
Leif, same question to ye, young lad.
We're getting all personal now. Come on, dude. You know you like
exit,
your asshole
dude,
licked.
Exit.
Ow!
Exit? Exit only?
Exit only, that's
or
it.
Or mostly?
Or border town.
That's it, like.
So you have to rework the question as exit, entrance, or border
or
town?
Border town. Border town, baby.
Who runs border town? Tongue runs border town.
Say louder.
Grouch, what was the first rock show you ever went to?
Shit, I don't know.
Big stadium concert show kind of thing. Duran Duran?
Yeah. Totally.
That'd fucking rule.
That would be cool, but you're too young for that.
I think.
Nasty Habits?
No, I'm trying to think of the first show that my dad brought me to as a child. I think it was like.
Pistoleros.
No, remember
that one?
It was like some crappy fucking. It was like. Is this easy? Like Grassroots or something like that. It was
nice. Like,
no, that's cool. That's actually not horrible.
Dude, still under fucking fat hippies singing their old songs.
But here's the kicker, it was a free show. That's the only reason he fucking brought me.
Dude, that went from something nice to your dad to
Cheapskate. Yeah. Andy, what was your first rock show?
My first show, I was actually involved.
Big rock show.
There I was on the south end of the border in Tijuana in the little plaza center. And my dad's like, mijo, let me see what you can do, you know, go up there. So I grabbed the stand-up bass, and so I became a part of the first concert. And I got a bunch of pesos, got a bunch of tacos. It was all good. Dog meat.
Ow! What was the band?
Who'd you play with? Like Los Lobos or some shit?
I played with Gerardo and Pedro. And like accordion, and like, you know, I was involved in it.
I was hoping for Los Bukis.
All right, but what was the first big concert rock show in a fucking amphitheater that you
Molly
went
Hatchet
to?
Molly Hatchet and Blue Oyster Cult.
Okay, see, that's righteous, yeah. Motherfucker.
Is it righteous because it's on this side? Whoa, where are we going with this?
No, Molly Hatchet and Blue Oyster Cult's like bad 70s rock bands.
Oh, okay.
I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
Honey, he's 2 feet away from me. He's very right. close to me.
No, but yeah, it was Molly Hatchet. And actually, it was...
Really?
That
is bitching,
it was
dude.
Actually CCR, Molly Hatchet, and what did
and
I
the Beatles like and Led Zeppelin.
No, CCR
post-Fogarty.
It was Revival.
The Revival.
It was Revival. Molly Hatchet and Blue Oyster Cult at this in one show.
That's bitching.
Yeah, and
like, that's
and
a good
I
show.
I went with my little brother and his friend, and we didn't know what to do. We were weird, and so this guy,
kids at the show, hanging out in the corner, lighting fire.
So we went in the crowd, and like it was weird. Like this guy's like, "What's going on, man?" And I was like, "What's up, bro?" He's like, "It's all happening." I was like, "Do people even fucking say that shit anymore, or what, dude?" I was like, "What's happening, bro?" This guy's balls are coming out of his fucking shorts, and he's a rock star, you know what
and
I mean?
And it's like, all happening,
and it's
man.
All, yes, it is.
He's balls to the wall something.
And then we went up to the bleachers, and this lady saw, it was weird, she reached in her tits, right? She came up to us, and she reached her hand in her tits, and with her pinky nail, she's like, "I got some for you boys." And when she went like this, in her nail, she had a roach. And so me and my little brother and his buddy were like, "Oh, weed, yeah." So we all lit it up. We're smoking this roach.
How old were you guys?
I must have been at least like 13.
Oh, my God.
And, wow.
Some fat hippie chick is like, "I'm going to get
like,
this little
kid's
high."
She
gave
you
a boob roach.
She was skinny.
I was storing this for later, but here, let me give it to this underage kid.
Jesus.
This shit's good, just like mama's teat used to give.
Now that I'm realizing it, you know.
Right, when you say this story out loud
Jesus,
to people,
dude,
it's pretty fucked up.
But yeah, it was awesome.
Right.
So, fuck yeah.
All right, Leif, how about you? What was your first rock show?
Boob Roach.
I hear they're pretty cool.
Reunited.
They played with Papa Wheelie or something.
Papa Wheelie.
I think the first one I've ever been to was Offspring.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was my first mosh pit too. My best friend, he fucking
three
was like,
there.
"You want to go in the mosh pit? We've never been." And I was like, "Nah, I don't think so." And he shoved me
in. Bright faced young little high school kid.
Yeah, it was. It was fun though.
Were you wearing a white T-shirt and cargo shorts?
No shirt.
Yep.
But did you get any boob roaches?
Damn it.
Boob roach for the win. Damn.
I'm going to switch things up and stick with you for a question here. It's a related music question. What was the first album you ever bought with your own money?
The first album?
Whether it was a record or a CD, but the first like music you sought out and bought.
Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Nice.
Not bad. Yeah. You're a stoner kid, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Andy?
West Side Connection. That was mine.
Was that like a cover of the West Side Story?
No, West Side Connection's a rap group from L.A., so which involved like Mac 10, Ice Cube.
Okay.
You have always been the most gangster fucker I know.
Yeah, well, I'm from LA. I grew up on gangster.
I
grew up on like
that? I remember that.
Power 106 for Hip Hop Lives. Like, that was my favorite radio station growing up when I was a kid and shit, down in San Fernando and all over LA and shit. But the first one Yeah, it was on tape. It was in Wally World. And they had all these plastic, like you're going to steal a fucking tape.
Right. Tapes used to come in those big old crutches.
And the first one was, it was like the first album they came out with, West Side Connection.
Is that why you're wearing that FUBU jacket right now?
Well, yeah.
I was wondering how you're playing guitar wearing that shit.
How else am I going to be OG?
And the Zubu pants.
Yeah.
Hey, nice Pacos, buddy.
Hey.
He got a fanny pack.
Why you guys gotta hate?
What was your first album?
It was Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables by Dead Kennedys.
Yeah, classic. Yeah.
That was the first one I ever bought with my own money.
That you didn't shoplift?
No. Dude, they had it locked down in Marabelli's back at Park Lane.
Oh, Marabelli's didn't fuck around.
No, they didn't.
Dude, I remember when it was all records.
I had to save some allowance for that shit.
Marabelli's knew what kind of assholes all you
little kids were. The tapes were in the back room.
Park Lane Mall and shit.
And then when they when they broke into like the little CD section, and then the CD section got bigger and bigger. And, and then when they went from the cardboard CD things to the plastic CD holders. And
then when everybody just stopped giving a shit because it's just a fucking CD.
Yeah.
And then Napster came out.
And then Marabelli's closed.
Napster. I remember Napster.
Napster. And MySpace and Friendster. Friendster so named because of Napster. Anyway, back to the quiz. Andy, I'm going to start with you here. How many books do you own? 5, 10, 50, or 100? Round to the nearest.
I would say at least 50.
And what was the last one you read?
Not counting
children's books.
What did I read?
Good Night Moon.
I go to school, so I read about ironworker stuff.
Okay.
So, like, I have to read school stuff. But other than stuff I have to read.
Yeah, like reading for pleasure. Did you ever read for pleasure?
It's this one called Two Girls, One Guy. And it involves this, public act. So,
dear Beer House, I never thought I would be riding you. You won't believe what happened to me.
In public.
No, for real, the last one I was reading, it was, I think, musicians, that shows you stuff. So it was like a musician's guide stuff.
All right, right on.
Shows you how to read notes.
So you're a how-to.
No, he reads a lot of that kind of self-helpy shit.
Yeah.
Grouch, same question to you. How many books do you own?
About 50.
All right. And what was the last one you completed reading?
Well, normally I always dabble with my Bukowski collection just because it makes me feel better.
Because you're not that shitty.
Right now.
Right. It makes it seem like you really got it together.
No, but right now I'm reading this really cool, I'm almost done with it. It's called Motel Life, and it's about the...
It's largely based on
Reno.
Dude,
Motel Life is awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I read that a couple years back, yeah.
Almost done with it.
Have you seen the movie? So when you're done with it, watch the movie.
I started watching the movie, and then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like,
no, the book's better.
I didn't finish the book.
But then after you fucking read the book, the movie's pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm almost there, buddy.
Fuck yeah. Dude, that was a good book.
And downstairs, Leif, how many books do you own?
I used to have a lot, but I downsized everything to fit in a small space like a sailboat.
Like a sailboat?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've read...
He's ready to ride that hurricane.
Yeah. Can't have it, throwing the boat off balance and stuff.
But, yeah! All
right, but what was the last book you read, then?
Unfortunately, it was probably a boring, how-to book for work stuff, property
but
stuff.
But for pleasure, for something your own edification.
Cookbooks galore, recipes galore, I love it.
You're a bit of a kitchen dabbler.
Yeah, it's super fun. And then
you didn't say
I don't want to interrupt, but does this include books that you may not have literally read, but you listen to, so they read them for you?
There's a really good one.
This question should be books you read with your own eyes.
What was the last book you read?
Because
the last book you listened to.
Not that there's anything wrong listening to books. A lot of novels are so much better listened to than read. Really,
especially romantic novels.
But I would say
Decadent Duke,
Red Shoe Diaries.
Look for the author Jim Keith. He wrote some sexy stuff.
All right, Leif. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Politically,
I guess Hitler. I don't know.
That's a low point. Easy answer.
I know. Okay.
Anybody in all of history.
Can we hear that bomb
history?
Noise?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one.
There it is. There it is. Yeah. I'm not the only one out. I'm not the only one out, Leif. Fuck you.
Skip.
All right. Well, that's a zero for that question.
All right.
Andy?
You know, I wouldn't want to punch anybody in history in the face because, you
start
know,
a fist fight. I didn't say punch in the face. That's all right. Different.
I would say those guys, I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can think
the
about.
The West Side Vatos have been fucking with my crew.
No, what oh, about those guys that destroyed a bunch of.
Shut up, man. Do you want to get him shot?
Oh.
Hey, what about that boxer that should have won last weekend, huh?
McGregor.
You would have just tried to fight with McGregor.
Hasn't he been through enough?
He would destroy you.
You're going to drag me through that, too? You think I'm
Grouch?
Let's go with the Micro Machines guy. I feel like he abandoned me as a child.
Okay, that's pretty
good. He was there? He was
there. And where'd he go? He had his dad's stash, and I like looked up to him, and then all of a sudden, boom, Micro Machines, yeah. No more commercials.
And he could talk
and gone,
so fast, and he made his money, and he left us all in the dust.
Just like a piece of trash, and I feel abandoned. And, you know, I think I should go see somebody. You guys keep talking. All right.
I'll just go with Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Rapid fire questions.
Rapid fire questions.
We're going to start with Leif downstairs. Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons? Go.
What, dude?
Who would you fuck?
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons.
Oh, he sucked at. Richard Simmons, the painter dude.
Richard Simmons.
That Bob Ross? Richard
Bob Ross.
Okay, that's
Bob
Ross. Bob Ross. Okay.
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons.
All right. Do you guys know who Rip Taylor is?
No, who is
the guy with
guy?
The confetti?
Yeah, he's at the end of the Jackass movies. Yeah. It's like,
the tilapia.
Is he ripped?
All right, donkey or walrus? Who wins in a fight? Grouch.
Donkey.
Walrus.
Walrus. Yeah.
Walrus, all right. Leif, gay or ginger? Would you rather be gay or have red hair? Go.
Ginger.
Homophobe.
Gay.
Oh, sorry.
Faggot.
I just, you know, I don't like the dick.
Come on, be gay with me, Tommy.
I'd be gay with you, dude.
Oh, yeah!
We're going faggot.
Elvis or the Beatles? Grouch.
Elvis. Any cocksucker.
Elvis.
Elvis.
Downstairs?
Wait, what was it?
Elvis or the Beatles?
Oh, Beatles, sorry,
he's all
guys.
Gay.
I like
Beatles.
Well,
there's the gay answer. Cocksuckers.
Still gay.
He's all
the cocksucker. He's all boy George. All
right, Grouch, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Knife.
Star Wars.
Burgers or dogs?
Burgers.
Dogs, baby.
Dogs.
Oh!
AIDS or cancer? Which would you rather have, Grouch?
Oh, skip late play, don't you?
Cancer.
Cancer.
AIDS, you fuck everybody.
Oh!
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Beat up.
Because you know every arrest comes with a free beat up. Yeah. Would you rather have a cold play or a cold sore? Go.
Cold play.
Cold sore.
Cold play. I don't know what it is.
That's the band. Would you rather...
I've never had one, but
I wouldn't mind having them.
Would you rather be intimate with the band Coldplay or have a cold sore?
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
And finally, Grouch, a hand job or blowjob?
Blowjob?
Oh, blowjob, dude.
Blowjob for sure.
Okay. It's an obvious answer question. All right, that's the end of the quiz.
Wait, I have one quiz for you guys.
Oh, wait. Delilah,
if you,
oh,
if you go. No, that's not how this works, Andy.
We're shaking up the thing.
If you ask the question,
we're
going to
rattle the system.
Okay, so I got to gain points.
Dude, you're going to lose, man. And then you get shipped back over the
Let's
border.
Let's hear it. I'm curious now.
Well, I'm going to tabulate the scores on my calculator here.
Wait.
I'm tabulating.
Oh, no, wait. I want to start a fight with Delilah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good one.
Can I get, like, some
points? Oh, why didn't you think about that on the spot?
I am sorry, but the test has been ended, and your pencils have been put down. All scorecards have been put in. And frankly, Leif, you came away with a measly 700 points.
Shit.
Grouch put up some big numbers with his 1,506.
Yeah!
But nothing could really top Andy's story there, which launched him into the 20,000.
The Boobroach. Boobroach.
Yeah. He's our winner.
Oh, yes.
The Boobroach. Right. The Boobroach gave you an extra 10,000 points.
Hey, where's my ring bell? Where's those apprentices? I got a nut. I got two nuts.
Edgar! As a reward,
all right.
You win.
Oh, we get prize.
A random sticker out of my bag, and it's all not right. really random because it's just black or white one-ton dually
I'll
stickers.
Take both. Hell yeah,
one-ton dually stickers.
That's some nice
Grouch for
shameless self-promotion right there.
For coming.
That was Grouch won me dropping the sticker in front of him right before he grabbed it.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
And John, you already won stickers.
John, did you win? What'd you win? You don't get
nothing. I won before I even came.
So you technically win.
Who let this guy in?
Huh?
All right, let's clear our palates of that awful experience for all of us and never speak of it again.
Thank you. I'm ashamed.
How about another song?
So I've always been, before the song, I've always wondered about the book question. Is it just so you can shame people that don't read?
I always I keep track of like how many drummers versus how many guitar players versus how many bass players.
Are you tabulating all this?
Yeah.
Usually drummers got like no books at all.
Careful notes on all of these
stories. This guy's an idiot.
Well, do you want to answer that question?
I have kept a dossier on who's
circumcised. Is it secretly, John, because your number is higher than all of your bandmates and you want to shame them?
Oh.
No.
So this next song's called Surf and Spur.
Slurping Sperm.
John named his song.
Spook. This is about John's daily life.
Spook.
John's dick.
Spook.
Surf and Sperm. Servant.
Keep the juice to me, Bruce.
Ow!
that song sucked.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Riptide Bandits.
Fuck yeah.
God damn, you guys are good.
Thanks.
Like, your fingers are fire. No, it really is fun watching you guys play. There's a lot of intensity that goes into, like, just... Yeah. Huh,
that's
you guys are fully engaged
with
what you're doing. It's really awesome. I was Facebooking during most of that song.
I would too.
So was I.
I was live.
No, that's good stuff. I really want you guys to book some more shows soon, because this
Me
is typically
too.
The part of the episode where I would recap the shows you have booked, so I really have not a lot to say.
So get out and don't see Riptide Bandits near you.
See, we're just amping up the hype right now. That's
yeah, this is the teaser. You guys, yeah. It's just the tip. Just the tip. Of the iceberg that is Riptide Bandits.
Yeah, only 10%
the dirty
shows.
Iceberg. The iceberg that we're surfing
just
on.
The tip.
Big.
Slip it in. Iceberg.
By iceberg, is, are you
remember
talking
that,
about
remember
just
that
like
old
a pile of snow?
Black Flag song, Slip It In?
It's all dirty.
I think there's a burger shop in Alaska called Icebergers. Just curious.
Sounds like a disease that I don't want.
I've got icebergers.
They're an icebergers.
I must stack them all. I'm not going to go there. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Riptide Bandits, please check them out on Facebook or wherever you might randomly run across Andy playing guitar on a street corner.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Smoking boob roaches.
Hey. Boob roaches.
Smoking boob roaches and asking for tips like a good Mexican.
It's a boob roach
life. Someone's got to keep this country going.
Food trucks, man. Woo! Food trucks everywhere.
Boob roach couch.
God, I got nothing right now. I've got a First Friday coming up in a couple of weeks. That's going to be the last First Friday with Jens Caffiti.
Nice.
There's a lot of others. Oh, we've got a show on the 23rd. One Ton Dooley is playing with The Shames and Eddie in the Subtitles.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know where. I know
a,
I'm
that
playing.
That would be a fucking great show.
Yeah, One Ton Dooley, The Shames and Eddie in the Subtitles.
It's in your backyard, Rick.
Yeah, I should know. I hear
Nick Ramirez would know where that show is, but he isn't here because he's tired.
He's asleep.
Check out Headquarters Bar. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of great shit happening in the next couple weeks here.
Yes.
I told them I couldn't help them with any physical labor of getting the bar set up, but I'd be happy to come in and spend my money at their joint.
There you
so
go.
So I'd like to tell all you to come on down and enjoy me and support the two of my really great friends. I'm now like personally good friends with two couples that are bar owners, so it's kind of like I feel like I'm like halfway famous.
Like I almost own a bar too.
Yeah.
They're good people. They are for sure.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, tentatively.
Yeah, go check out Headquarters Bar this weekend. I'm sure they've got shit going on.
We might be doing their first live show there. We don't know. It's possible. So One Ton Dooley want to play?
Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
Straight up. Fucking A. Yeah. We will do this. You heard it live on air sometime in the near future. Riptide Bandits and One Ton Dooley.
At the headquarters.
I'm sure Heidi and Ed will
like,
be fine.
Okay, yeah. Let's go ahead.
Hey, make sure to send them a link to this podcast.
Right.
Seriously, do that.
Oh, by the way, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So for the first time ever, a Bay Area band is leaving the Bay Area to come here and stay for a week and record an album here in Reno at my fucking studio.
Wow.
Sick Kitty Sit?
Wow. Sick Kitty Sit!
Oh,
not
yeah,
just
right,
a Bay Area band, but like the best Bay Area band ever.
So they are officially like they're recording with you.
Yes, they're coming here. They're staying the whole week at the house. And
they've hung out. They've been on the podcast, but they've never committed to recording.
Is it a bunch of chicks?
Well, they had a great guy that they love working with.
Real serious this time.
Is it all? Is it all chicks in the band?
It's a chick and there's a really hot dude who plays drums.
Oh. Dude, Mike. Oh. Mike's like fucking like he's a hot motherfucker.
Oh
I'd
God.
Go.
So they're gonna be taking.
I know
showers.
A lot of
they're
folks who
like,
would go gay
showers.
For him. Yeah, well, no, and I would go straight for Kat too. I mean, she's
she's voluptuous and beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when she
and a literary
does
giant,
that mean
she,
yeah.
she takes
a
off
thick?
Her shoes and that
oh,
fucking skirt and plays her ass off at the
end. And her feet are as much a part of her playing.
I would have licked those toes.
Dude, I'm always thinking as they're playing that she's probably not wearing underwear. everywhere.
Oh,
but
dude,
no, but she's playing
it,
the pedals
Rick.
And keeping time, Rick, yeah. And she's like stepping.
So,
play. She's like,
hey,
fully,
you know what?
Yeah.
I saw this show last night called The Darts.
Yeah,
and the chick
Ooh.
Was playing the keyboard with
she was
her.
She had her leg
area.
Up over. The...
I don't want to be rude
what
because I know other
she
people
was,
are listening.
How do you even
but
bang a clam.
It was piano pussy.
You know the c word. You know the man in the canoe. You know the man in the canoe.
Yeah.
That dude was playing that organ.
The clam chords.
Dude, I can't.
No, that sounds rude.
I mean, you can
kind
of play a keyboard
clam
with your
is stinky,
dick, but...
I'm pretty sure it would her smell clean, but...
Why did she do that?
I don't know. At the end of a rock show, they all smell like what they smell like.
Hey, I don't judge.
Maybe a Liberace.
Hey, this...
There you go.
Hey, this tongue don't have a nose.
So the darts, check that out.
It's got to be hard for her to hit the sharps and flats, though, the black keys.
Anyways, she was rocking out that organ.
All right, you're opening this conversation to a whole another level.
Well, anyways, I thought it was pretty cool. That she
it
was,
is.
She was using her, you know, muscle, her V muscle
yeah.
to play
Kegels.
The organ keys.
Her Kegel.
You know, she's using
that's
her Kegel.
How they do it.
Yeah. It's that same kind of spiral that
baby,
you get while scissoring to
yeah.
play.
Yeah, I could see. I was like, I didn't know it could do that, but damn, that thing's technical. Like,
I mean, I could see her doing that with a theremin, but not a keyboard. That's weird.
It's like, I feel like not your average man can even come close to knowing what really goes on.
Including
you
me.
Know. I believe, oh yeah. I want to be like the Raider of the Lost Ark. I want to keep searching for that.
Well, hold on to your hat, Indiana.
Remember, you answered one girl earlier.
I'm just going to let Andy keep going.
You know. Hey, if,
yeah.
Well, you don't want to do that because then it's going to get offensive. And you're going to bring out your bomb dropper.
Rick, you
so.
Got that sleepy time music all right. queued up?
Yeah. Oh, I got this.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me for another great episode with Riptide Bandits. They're going to take us out here with one more song. But for all of us here at the podcast, Dogwater Dick, myself, Nick, Chewy, Cadillac Kim, all the interns, Shrek and Pyle. good night, ladies. Life is short and I love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
masturbated 14 times last night just thinking of you. And when I finally did fall asleep, my dreams were not exactly dry.
Dogwater Studios!
Well, I sleep in the room right next to you. Naked.
What?